Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona. And the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Theme, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody.
Good morning.
Get this show up and running here. There we go.
How you doing, Val?
Let's start this over again. All right, October 11th. Can't even believe it. We're that much far, that further into October.
Christmas is coming.
No, forget it.
Let's just forget about everything. The fact that I saw Christmas decorations right in back of the Halloween decorations at Lowe's yesterday.
You can barely find Halloween costumes now because the Christmas stuff is all
out. You can get Halloween costumes at Bookman's.
Really?
Little did you know, they carry everything there, except for incense.
I don't care. But Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard carries incense.
It's amazing.
Homemade, the best.
Homemade, yeah.
Yeah, the best.
Okay, they handcrafted.
It is handcrafted with serious love.
And there is some amazing scents. If you haven't gotten to try these out down at Tumbleweeds, I took home a little bunch of 20. And not only are they very strong, the smell is very, very unique to each one of them. So it's ones that I've never smelled before. But I highly recommend you coming down. They've also got a nice array of sage. So if you're cleansing and smudging, I highly recommend Spider Ladies.
But be careful with fire right now, folks.
We just have to give a huge, giant shout out to my family and my friends in California who are scared and suffering and losing homes and losing animals and lives. And we want you to know that we're with you, and we're praying for you very, very hard, and we're so sorry that this happened. We don't know why this happened, but we're very sorry that it did, and you are a strong community, and you kick ass, Napa, so you get through this. We will get through this. We will get through this together. We have an interview this morning.
We do. We have it's a new product that is hitting the market, and you're hearing more and more about it. Probiotics are an important balance of our body, and we hear a lot of people talking about gut health and things like that. Well, kombucha is making its rounds into the cannabis culture, and we're seeing folks creating amazing products with this plant, and one of them is a CBD enriched kombucha in two flavors, and we're talking about CBD kombucha. And we'll be having Todd and the family on this morning, just kind of talk about their product that they created here in Tucson, Arizona. They actually have a regular kombucha that you know and love that's out in the market right now without the CBD, called FTC, which is a fermented tea company. And they just came out with a 35 milligram, 8 ounce, two flavors, I think we got prickly pear and the ginger zing. Those two, and both of them are delicious, refreshing, and you definitely feel the effects of the CBD. I was not one that used to ingest a lot of CBD. I didn't see where it would help me. But as we started, more research was being done with this plant throughout the United States and around the world, we're noticing that CBD is a huge amplifier to THC. It helps guide and help with the healing process. And what we're finding out is all of the cannabinoids found in the cannabis plant and hemp plant have amazing benefits and can help synergistically and all together. So we're going to have Todd from FTC.
Let's see if they're available now. Looks like someone's on hold for us.
Right.
Get their story on here. Let's see what's happening.
Now I met the family.
Good morning. You're live on Weed Day Wednesday.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Todd Salee and my son, Tad Salee. So,
how are you guys doing this morning?
Can you hear us okay?
We sure can.
Yeah, loud and clear. How are you guys?
Well, it's not every day we go on the radio, so we're a little, or at least I am, a little nervous, but excited too. Excited
Good.
To give our story.
Yes, and we would love to hear it. Thank you for sending along your information. It's a very moving story, and it's actually something, you know, close to my heart, eating well and taking care of yourself through food, because you are what you eat. Is that what you say, Todd? Tell us about your story.
Exactly.
Yeah, tell us what happened and how you got here.
So my first son, Tad, yep, that's me. he was born, he had a hard birth, and as he was growing up, he was always sick. Usually sinus, a lot of antibiotics, steroids, what else, Tad? Asthma, albuterol, all the time. And, we were always going to the doctor. We lived in Colorado. I call it the fast food healthcare system because we had one of them that's very prominent. That's all of the facilities in one department, in one building. So you can go in and hit the pharmacy. You can hit the medical doctor. And so we were there all the time. I'm sure we're not the only ones who've had this story, but it kind of peaked out when Tad was 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were you? We lived in the mountains of Colorado. It was really cold, and we would drive down to Denver Metro, and all the time going to the doctor. And finally, one day we kind of noticed that Tad was limping. And he wasn't moving so well. So it got a little serious. It peaked out when he was 10.
Yep. And that's when we found out about my autoimmune disease called ankylosing spondylitis. And it wasn't shortly until after that I was on oxygen just to even walk up the stairs. So that kind of put a toll on all of us.
Yeah, on top of that, he was blue. on one Thanksgiving day, he was blue, and that's when we really started worrying. We had to put him on oxygen for continual oxygen for 24 hours a day, and then the steroids to get him breathing. And anyway, the long story short is, we wanted answers. So we went to the medical doctors, and they're not great at troubleshooting, by the way. Just they're good at some things, fixing breaks and things like that. But and I
right.
have a kind of a negative. I haven't personally seen one in 10 years now, so that tells you. That ruined it for me because I used to believe in them a lot more than I do now. So partially because of what I've seen and what I finding out about the system that I don't really care for anymore. But what they recommended was a couple things. Well, they didn't know what to do because it's they don't have a cure for it. It's, autoimmune is a hard fix, and you know I'm not just blaming them. So they wanted to shut off his immune system, and by doing that, you use something called chemotherapy. You've probably known that, and that'll shut it down, and then it'll restart. And my wife said, "No way, not going to happen. That could make you sterile," and we didn't know if he could make it past it at that time. So, and then even if we didn't go that route, the other option is NSAIDs every day. And, you know, NSAIDs are not so great for you either, right? It gives you, there's a lot of things that can come out of it, gut issues. So, what did we do, Ted? Do you remember after we, seen the doctor and we got discouraged with him?
Well, the first thing I remember is that our whole diet changed. And that's when we pretty much cut soda. We cut most sugars. And then we started going gluten-free and we started the probiotic route. And then that's when my dad, Todd, he started with the kombucha. Brought some home someday. And as a 10-year-old, kombucha is not the tasty drink that you can have.
As a 10-year-old.
Yeah. So, and, you know, he's forcing that down my throat every day, and I'm thinking, Dad, what are you doing to me?
Well, we also went to an alternative doctor, and he suggested a lot of supplements. And he did a hair mineral, and he was our road to health, in all honesty. He said, all right, stop everything. You're going to make a list of what you're eating for 2 weeks, and you're going to write it down, and we're going to do a hair mineral analysis. And in 2 weeks, you'll come back and we'll see what the analysis says. And then we'll also talk about your diet. So our life changed, he said. Your life is going to change. And it wasn't just Tad. It was all of us because I hadn't heard this term yet, but I'm sure other people have SAD diet, the standard American diet. Mm-hmm. That's what he said we were on. And he said, all right, let's see, milk, wheat. Corn. What else? I mean, just about everything. We were low in so the hair mineral analysis came back. We were toxic. First of all, what it does is it shows you toxicity of minerals and good and bad minerals, and then it compares minerals. And by comparing, it can give you systems. So and it, they take a little at the nape of your neck. They take a little bit of hair, and then they can do all this. And we were off the charts. In fact, I think we got a call from the company who does the testing and said, we have never seen such bad results. Please tell us what
wow.
you've been doing. That was Tad. So we were very high in copper. Now, copper is not a good thing. It accumulates in your body over a lifetime. So and they put it in, you know, just like swimming pools here in Tucson, copper goes into the swimming pool and it kills the algae. Well, they do it the same with our drinking water. So we were a mile from our reservoir. So we kind of figured that was it, but we were high in calcium, aluminum. We had said we were not getting enough protein. Adrenals were shot. We were nutritionally deficient, especially Tad, because he was on the antibiotics. And when you don't have the probiotics, enables the nutrients to be absorbed. So that was one of the big things that he said you're going to start is fermented foods and supplements. So many supplements, Dad, I remember at the time, he called them kills, or instead of pills, he called them kills. I was feeding this little boy 10 pills at a time, and he's like, I'm sick of them. So we started doing our own research, and my wife and I, she actually went, we were in the mountains again, so she went and did the, she went, started learning about, plants and making teas from plants. Cause we had a lot of great plants in the mountains of Colorado and desert
sure.
too here. We've taken some classes mm-hmm. here. So, she studied herbal medicine for a while. We homeschooled Tad, right?
Yeah. That's when about the time that I started going. Homeschooled just because being on the oxygen, you know, it's kind of tough to go to school And I was when I was in school, I was carrying around a pillow just to sit on just because of the autoimmune disease. So I wasn't the most popular kid in school for a little while. And that's kind of when we decided to go homeschooling. And that's where everything kind of kicked in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with the homeschool, in this town up in the mountains, the one great thing that they had was a very large swimming pool and swimming teams. So the doctor said, all right, you're going to start exercising too. And swimming, you know, we had that great option. Tad excelled in it, and he actually started getting better. He was actually on the swim team, and his health improved. He was still homeschooling. So we kind of enjoyed homeschooling. We took our other son out and for a while, a year or two. And my wife, she's was and still is a nurse, and she would work on the weekends. I would work during the weekdays so she could homeschool, then go to work. We would flip roles. So with that, over time, a year, 2 years, you remember?
About two years.
When did we move to Tucson? When did we move? Like two years after that? Like you're 12?
Yeah.
Were you in junior high?
Well, we've been in Tucson for about 10 years now. So, and I'm 25 now. So, really, when I was about 15.
Okay, so it was wild. And, partially because we got tired of cold, but and business-wise. So, you know, the swim team, I really got addicted to kombucha. I was the one that really liked it. There's a great company in Colorado that I still enjoy their kombucha, and I have high regards for them. And it was pretty tasty. They even had root beer. Remember those?
That was about the only soda I'd ever get.
Yeah, we stopped, stopped drinking pop is, for anybody, is it's a tough thing. But, you know, it's necessary. I recommend it for everyone. On New Year's Eve, we would have a junk food party. We would go to the store, and everyone could pick out their crap, and
and it wasn't much. It was one soda, and it was the smallest soda you could get. Maybe some ice cream, and that'd be about it. But
so come New Year's Day, we would OD on junk food. That was our 1 year.
That was better than Christmas.
We didn't want to go too far. I mean, after a while, that's a tough thing, that kind of diet. We called it the caveman diet. He also recommended the right amount of oils, that the right amount of portions to our diet. We learned a lot, and we also did a bunch of research on our own. Eventually, especially when we moved, we didn't have him available. So, we started kind of gearing towards holistic or whole foods, whole food supplements, and gut health. That was our focus. So we were drinking a bunch of kombucha.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
On your SAD diet, what is it that you were eating daily, and what did you switch to? So give us a days in your SAD diet versus your happy diet.
Well, we'd start out with really junky cereal. Most cereal is full of vitamins, but they're not great vitamins. I'm not going to name names on cereal, but most cereals are not good for you. And besides cereals, we would go do a lot of fast food because, we were busy. So fast foods, it's hard to get a good fast food. Luckily, things are changing around with the with the SAD diet. Soda, we would drink a lot of milk. We actually switched off of milk, and he said milk, you can do milk, but we want it unpasteurized. Now that's a bad word. And in Colorado, you cannot get unpasteurized milk. So we actually, we're in the mountains. We actually had a goat lady friend who we started goat milk. Now, have you guys ever had goat milk before?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. At first, you know, it's goaty tasting, but it's you can get used to it, and when you get it fresh, it's pretty good, and it's better than no milk at all. Tad, did you drink the goat milk?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of my best friends is the kid who milked the goat.
Oh, okay.
I know that.
That's why I was homeschooled.
Goat milk, you know, all of the grains, rice, not white rice, some rices you can use. We substitute a lot of that. It's hard to go that protein. Now you may or may not agree with the non-vegan option of meat, but grass-fed. We weren't buying. He talked to us about organic. You know, we really never purchased organic before. So especially in something, I'm not recommending organic on everything, but I like organic for certain things, and meat is one of them. Milk. Now I buy moo cow milk, and luckily in Arizona you can actually get it unpasteurized. So that's a great thing, and I do. I spend the extra money because I look at it as a supplement, really, the milk. We moved to Tucson. Kat started public school, right?
Started high school, finished that up, and we really jumped onto the kombucha train from there.
Yeah, I went over across seas and worked for the government for a while at the American Embassy, and my wife said they didn't like it. You know, I was always pushing the kombucha on them, but as they got older, they started to get addicted to it, including my wife, and we would buy a lot, and at that time, you know, it was pretty expensive even then. And we realized, well, Tracy, my wife, said, maybe I can make it. And I was home, and the first batch was awesome. We said, yeah. Hey, how about this crazy idea to sell it at the farmer's market? So we went there. We talked to a guy. He is actually a tea distributor. So it worked, and he was kind of looking for, had this other idea of making kombucha because he had heard about it too. So we were going to merge. We didn't, and I still buy the tea from it. But it gave us an open door. It gave us a platform to sell it at a market, and it gave us the tea, and we started making these methods. We tried making kombucha at home, amateur, and making it commercially, they're two different things. So we started looking into how to do it commercially. Oh, that'll be a piece of cake. It'll just be like a lemonade stand, we said.
Yeah,
right?
Not that kind of process. Much more difficult.
Yeah, it was much. It actually, commercially, you know, first you had to get approval from the health department, and they have a lot of regulations. They tell us we were the first in Arizona to apply, or maybe be the first to get a license to make it. So others have grown since then, and we had to find one of the things that we had to have was they made us buy commercial SCOBY. So any SCOBY that we had, we had to throw out. SCOBY, symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast, known as a mushroom,
it's essentially what ferments the tea.
Yeah. The mother, it's another name for mother. Yeah. Really, it looks like, what is it?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a mushroom that sits on top of a tea. It's unique.
We're
like a jellyfish.
I'm a SpongeBob fan. I call them jellies. Here, jelly. But there are other names that my wife said I can't use on air because I would offend people. So what it really looks like.
Yeah, do
they're not pretty. Yeah,
we'll hang out after. We'll hang out later. You can use those words with us anytime. You won't offend us.
All right.
Sure.
So this commercial SCOBY, we had to buy a couple of them. There's a culture that's specific to kombucha. I wanted one of those. I wanted a honey or a young, as you want to see. And then also there was another one we bought. I can't remember what it was. So we were trying, and we also did. I did throw that out because there's a Pepsi convention. The GT site, by the way, the Scubby from Nano. So we were trying to grow them separately and seeing which one was going to flourish. I came home and I actually, by accident, merged all three of them together, and we actually have a hybrid of these three that we believe that why I'm bringing this up is we believe that we have a really great culture, or maybe one of a kind. So that's what we're talking about.
Nice.
Well, I definitely have to say the flavor of you guys' kombucha is very tasty. It's not overbearing like some people feel.
No, I was scared to taste it. I tried the CBD one though, right?
Yeah, you tried the CBD prickly pear. We tried.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah,
it was really
very
good.
Refreshing.
No, yeah, I was nervous. I've done the whole health food thing for many, many, many years. Worked in the stores, and so you know that sometimes, like you said, you don't buy all organic things.
Yeah.
But it's really good tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Both flavors, I think.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And we have 8 flavors. We've been in business since 2014. We don't sell them all at Whole Foods. We have about 5 or 6 that we sell there. We sell at Natural Grocers, mostly in Arizona. We're working on getting out to Southern California, especially with the CBD hemp kombucha. And we're in about 30 to 40 stores.
Yeah, 30 to 40 stores.
Yeah. Besides, so we're busy making it. We're busy. We have a shop at Palo Verde and Ajo in Tucson. We have a tap room. I don't even think they have one in Phoenix. A tap room. We have a tap room up front. We do coffee. We call it the Kombucha Coffee Cafe. And in the rear, we ferment. We're actually expanding and getting bigger fermenters. And we make everything by hand. Right. I mean, it's laborious. Especially when you're making it, a lot of it, and bottling it, fermenting it, it's quite a process. It's about a month just to get from the sweet tea to the kombucha in a bottle or a keg. So we're always in the rear and always trying to keep up. Again, we sell at the farmers market, so we started there. But I'm going to tell you why we have these 8 flavors, and I'd like to tell you why I chose to put hemp into kombucha. So one day at a farmer's market, we were friends with Grammy. She made jellies. She has since passed. She fell, and her elbow was like double the size of it. It was black and blue, and it was horrible looking. And she said, well, I couldn't even bend it last night, but I put on, the friend gave me some CBD hemp oil, and I put on it, and, look at, watch, I can move it now. And I said, wow, that's awesome. I really had never heard of this before. So I put it in the back of my mind, and my wife and I always watched a lot of YouTube videos on kombucha, on natural products, and we ran into this quirky guy who was at a holistic health food event in the East Coast, and he was pulling apart this capsule that had these freeze-dried hemp, and he gave us the lowdown on it, and the light hit me and said, well, I could put that freeze-dried hemp into my tea, and I could make this kombucha hemp thing, and it was a crazy idea. So I started researching because I didn't know much about CBD, so I had to find a reputable CBD manufacturer, and there are some good ones and there are some bad ones, and there are a lot to CBD. In fact, I have a Q&A if you guys want to talk about the CBD Q&A. I have legalities and do I need medical cards and all that. I think it's worthy to go over, but because I had to learn it, and we're not doctors. We're just the average schmo, so we just do the research. So anyway, I found one company that was interested in the kombucha and putting it in there, but they said, Todd, No, you don't want to put the,
oil. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to put the plant. First of all, it's very oily, and it's water and oil don't mix. And you can't regulate the milligrams if you just sprinkle it on the, you know, you have to put milligrams on your kombucha and yada yada. But wait, Todd, we are the first in the nation. We are researching a product. It's in our labs right now testing. We're going to be the first water soluble full spectrum CBD made from hemp. Now, most of the stuff that you see, if anything that you see that's water soluble that has CBD in it, it's only isolate. Now, isolate is like taking CBD out of the hemp plant, essentially. You're isolating it, just like it sounds. And all of the people that I've talked to says isolate will eventually give up the ghost. You cannot, eventually it's going to not stop working on you. Mm-hmm. Why I like full spectrum, I'm a proponent of full spectrum hemp, because it's like this. If you're going to eat a carrot, you don't want to just isolate the vitamin A. You want to get the fiber, and it has other minerals and vitamins in it that you want to, and I don't know, whatever else is in carrots, so beta carotene. So that's kind of my thought, why I said yes, that's what I want to do, but they didn't even have it available. In all honesty, I still don't have the hemp CBD full spectrum water soluble nanoparticle technology available yet. So close that they tell me this week, but I've been waiting since last winter. But I did get a sample because they finally got the samples for testing, because the company that are buying it from, they're having a lab that's manufacturing it, and this lab made some enough for everyone to do their testing. I got enough of this hemp oil to do my testing with, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So we didn't really know where to go with it. We got the oil, right, Ted?
Yeah, we got the oil, and I don't know, what were you thinking about doing after then?
Well, yeah, there's a couple things. We have 8 flavors of kombucha. I kind of really wanted to put it in my good green. It's just green tea. I love it. It's my personal favorite. And, you know, green tea is full of tea is medicinal, first of all. Green tea is spectacular. I do green and I do white. Both of those are full of a product called ECGC or EGCG, long name for a component that is anti-cancer and immune boosting. So good that if you're on chemo, your doctor should say, stop that for now because it could lessen the effects of chemo. So I thought, yes. Green tea, that's where I want to go with it. So
now each one of you guys' flavors does something different in the body, or is kind of focused on one specific health, right?
Well, they're all different tea bases, so you're going to get the health benefits from each different tea with the kombucha benefits. So really, you're going to get, because we have green tea and black tea kombuchas, along with our prickly pear, which is the white tea. So you're going to get benefits from all different teas, including just the benefits of the probiotics, the antioxidants, the B vitamins, just from the kombucha itself. So, like, green tea is good for what, Dad?
Oh, well, you know, besides the immune stuff, weight loss. That's you can go out and buy a pill right now for green tea weight loss. But like Tad said, adding the component of kombucha to it, it's spectacular. But it didn't work with the green tea. I had a popular, really my bestest seller, if you will, is the prickly pear, partially because of the name. But it has a lot of great stuff in it. You know, it has rose hips, hibiscus, chamomile, prickly pear chunks. I personally know the guy who goes out and picks it because I get the tea from him. Chicory root, so, and it's a beautiful color. It's kind of a pinky thing. So originally, why I'm bringing that up is because originally after I did the green, I said, all right, we just come out with a new flavor. It's called ginger zest. I like what's in it. It's a white tea. Both of these are white teas, which are the least processed of the teas. It's like taking a branch and going and pushing all the leaves off. It actually looks like leaves from a branch. Most teas look way different, more processed. So it has a lot of great components to it. But the ginger zest, the one that I was just going to do one flavor of originally was, it has ginger, of course, and it has lemongrass. It has, what else did it have in it? Oh, grapefruit, peppercorn. But it was missing something. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do with that. So I started researching CBD components that assist in the delivery system. Lo and behold, it was easy. The first thing I ran into, many people do this, turmeric really helps deliver the CBD into your body. So my ginger zest was kind of designed, I call it ginger for the CBD. It was designed to get that CBD into you, and it goes in fast. I mean, like as you're drinking it fast, you feel it. And we didn't know how many milligrams to go with. So we had some tall folks and we had some little folks. And one of our friends, Shane, he sells candy apples. He says it knocked me for a loop with the 45 milligrams. We were kind of targeting 40 milligrams. So we thought 45, 35. Okay. We knew that 60 milligrams a day for an average person. I don't know everyone. Maybe a lot of people take more. I've heard of that. The company that rep me says 60 is good enough for most people. So the pills that they sell, they want you to take 30 milligrams a day. All right. So if I have the thing about kombucha, and I'm going to talk about kind of the benefits, because there are so much of, we haven't even talked about the benefits of kombucha yet, but one of them, really where it shines is gut health and detoxification and digestion. You'll notice that the first time you drink some kombucha. Day in and day out, it's going to help with a whole bunch of other things. It's full of B vitamins, enzymes, high concentration of bacteria, of course, and good yeast. This yeast, everyone says, oh, it has yeast in it. I don't want it. Well, that yeast eats the bad yeast. What is that one? It starts with the C. Anyway, there's a bad yeast and it starts with the C. I can't remember what it was. This isn't that. This is actually a beneficial yeast. It has day in and day out these acids that are in it. Acetic acid, glucuronic acid, lactic acid, they all have benefits for your body. So, and there's a wide array of benefits. So much information on kombucha. If you went to Google, you could go forever and ever on kombucha. It's been around for, you know, about 2,000 years, they say. Mm-hmm. Do you know the story?
Well,
the history? Why don't you tell them?
Sure. I know that how kombucha had started was we had an emperor and he got sick. It started in China. And his guy left his tea outside for a little while. So after bringing it in, he gave it to the emperor.
The Chinese guy went to the Japanese guy.
Gotcha.
And the Japanese emperor said, wow, I'm healed. And
he got better.
And his name was Kombu.
Yeah.
And chai means tea.
Better than I do.
Yeah, well, I wanted you to see if you knew it. The tea went supposedly from there to Russia. Russia's big in it. Throughout the world, the trade. So it's been around for a long time. But don't hold us accountable for that story because that's just the rumor. Really, I know that it's been around a long time, and that's I know it has the culture of the kombucha culture in it. So it really does help. For me personally, why I drink it is because I have GERD, really bad GERD. And sometimes it'll hit me. So if I take it with food, that's what I really, the other reason I designed the kombucha is if you take one in the morning with breakfast or lunch, one in the evening with dinner, it's going to do many things because they work synergistically. A lot of the benefits of CBD and kombucha are merging. They both do the same thing. Some of the benefits are similar. So on top of that, it's great for digestion, and it really does assist with digestion. So, but the thing is, you know, like you guys said, if it doesn't taste good, you're not going to drink it. So we sell the oil at our shop, the hemp oil. We sell it by the vape, and we sell it by the pills, because I still haven't got the water soluble in. So sometimes I'll give samples out of the CBD, and we're supplement guys, so we've tried a lot. I've tried more than most people, and I kind of experiment on myself too, somewhat. I've done things that people say, "Wow, I don't know about that." So I can tell you, hydrogen peroxide is one of them. So the benefits of CBD, when I give out the oil, 4 or 5 drops to people, sometimes I'll have them put it under their tongue sublingually and use it topically. A boo-boo, you know, they got a back pain, they got neck pain, they have anxiety. I'll let them try it. They'll go off. The 5 minutes, I'll get a text. "Todd, I've never had anything so spectacular. I have never seen a product work so good as this product." That's why I'm so hot about it, is because it really does work great. So, and I personally use it myself. Usually at night, I take some drops, and then I'll rub it topically on L5-S1, because that's where I wake up and I have pain. Tad, your story with the CBD?
Yeah, I've been using CBD ever since we started using the product. I actually was in a car accident back in 2014, and I got diagnosed with trigeminal neuralgia. So I have a lot of head pain, a lot of nerve damage in my head, and it'll just flare up randomly. So that's where the CBD has really taken off for me, is because it's pretty much an immediate relief in that area.
And asthma.
Asthma,
right?
As well.
You know, the other autoimmune that he has.
Sure, sure. And then I also have insomnia, so it helps relax me before I go to bed. And it actually tends to put me to sleep quicker than if I would not be using CBD. And that's what I pretty much tell everybody, is to use it for anxiety, use it for pain relief, or to use it to help you fall asleep. And I think that's why a lot of the people that have been buying the CBD from us are purchasing it, because it really does work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they, you know, if you can tell it once, but if they come back, then you know it's working for you.
Yeah.
So that's the telltale sign there.
And it's a great alternative than taking pills or taking ibuprofen every day, which is what I was doing, and that just, you know, it just started to kind of not work as well, because I was taking it so often. So that's where the CBD really shines for me, and I vape it. You can take it a ton of different ways. You can take it orally, put it on topically. Vaping is becoming more popular with the CBD, and I think that's just an easier method for me.
Well, you don't get the milligrams that you do when you vape, but, I mean, if you're having, like, a stressful situation or, you know, anxiety, but...
Sure.
I like each one for certain things, like the pills. People that don't want to taste the hemp, that's one of where I was alluding to. The hemp can be hempy tasting. Most people will say, "Oh, well, I can get past that." But not everyone. Again, if you don't like it, same with the kombucha, you're not going to take it. That's why I designed the kombucha. So when we came up with 35 milligrams, we went to the lower one, we said it tastes, you get a little bit of hemp taste at the end with it, but yet it still tastes really good, and it's enough to do the trick. You know, it's enough to, for most people, they will feel it. So that's why we came, that's why we picked that.
Yeah.
But there's other things about it that I probably ought to talk about. But what I kind of like to do, and, you know, this is kind of a gray area. When we first started selling it, you know, I told you my wife's a nurse. "We're going to jail, Todd," she says, when we first looked at this video. "Todd, they're going to come through, the police are coming through the door." Literally, we were waiting for police to come through my door, or DEA, maybe plainclothes police. So, because, you know, I would tell the company, "Hey, is this legal?" "Oh, yeah, 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 I promise. It's legal. There was a law in 2014, and this law will enable you to be legal. And if you do go to jail, we have some lawyers that will help you." All right, I'll try it then. Okay. So getting into this hemp thing, you know, I talk to people. I have lots of friends like you guys and other people that are THC folks. And they tell me, well, you need the THC with the CBD. That's debatable. That's a gray area. And I don't want to step on anybody's toes because, you know, I know a lot of people get high, and that's fine. And medicinally, it's great. But the CBD is an alternative to not have to get a card. It's an alternative to not have an addiction. And it's an alternative to no overdosing, can't overdose on it. In fact, actually, CBD, what it does is the THC can be overbearing, right, if you do too much, and it can make you kind of anxious. The CBD does the opposite in your body. It actually mellows you out. So they kind of work synergistically. So I'm going to read some Q&A here. And some of this is written down, but again, if you have any issues with me, forgive me. I'm learning all this too, and I don't want to step on any toes, but from what I gather, and this is, I'm pretty sure that it's true. So is it legal? Well, yes, since some CBD products are federally legal in all 50 states. Other companies that are using U.S.-grown hemp, federally legal in all 50 states. CBD oil derived from hemp, that is less than 0.3%. THC is perfectly legal in the U.S. if it's imported and considered industrial hemp. So there's this boundary that they put on it. It has to be an industrial hemp plant. It has to have less than 0.3% THC. It has to be certain parts of the plant. It has to be an industrial plant. Well, somebody says, yeah, well, I'm getting the leftovers. That isn't so. They call it industrial, but really, if you do the research, they get around that. It's really designed for medicinal, but they can get around the industrial word. So do I need a medical card? No medical card or prescription is needed to buy CBD products. Legal to buy CBD made from imported industrial hemp for use in any state without a prescription. Individuals ordering CBD products made from medical marijuana plants must live in a state where the medical marijuana is legal and have a prescription. You guys have any issues with those questions as of yet?
Question?
No?
No?
Good.
No, I just want to make sure that any new listeners know out there that, and this is not to, I just want to clarify, cannabis is, you cannot overdose on cannabis, and it's not an addictive plant, actually. It may be habitual, but it's certainly not addictive, but you cannot overdose on the cannabis plant. I just want to make that clear out there. It was a little unclear when you said that.
Thank you. And again, you know, I'm the hemp guy, so you guys are the experts there. I don't want to step on any toes. Does it get you high, though? Industrial hemp by nature is naturally low in THC, unlike its sister plant, the cannabis, which can make you euphoric. Hemp CBD products are, they call it, this word, non-psychoactive. For me, I will say you do feel it. I mean, why take it if you don't feel it? It's a calming effect right away, usually, when I take it, especially I'll vape it too. Or, you know, when I use it topically, right away I'll feel pain relief, usually.
Yeah, it's pretty immediate, especially the people that we talk to about it and or give samples to. It's within a minute that people are feeling effects?
Yeah, with the oil.
Yeah.
You know, the pills, they're going to take an hour.
Sure, you have to digest them. Yeah, but for the most part, it's pretty immediate, and that's why, you know, even vaping, you pretty much notice it pretty immediately, and that's another thing I like about it, because with ibuprofen and most other pills, you're gonna be waiting a little while for an immediate relief.
So the difference between full spectrum CBD and isolate, I wanted to mention this again, because full isolate is very popular these days. It's a crystal isolate, to make their products. That's why I emphasize full spectrum. And it's not just a single molecule of CBD. CBD has a lot of molecules in it. They tell me it's over 120 components to it, so called cannabinoids. And how does it work? Well, this is very important. Our immune system, or our endocrine system, has receptors in our body that attach to the CBD. There are two types of cannabinoid receptors in humans, CBD1, CBD2. These receptors are present in the brain, in the spinal cord, in certain tissues, and CBD2 is primarily found in the immune tissues and organs. So, of course, I probably should get a disclaimer here. So, and the FDA doesn't recognize it as a drug. So anything I tell you, do your own research, and it may or may not help you. But I'm not a doctor.
We always need people to do their due diligence on as far as learning what they need to do.
Yeah, and all I can tell you is, for myself, it's anti-inflammatory, but there's a lot of stuff that it helps with.
Well, yeah, the CBD goes in, a lot of pain relief. So if anyone's experiencing any of these things, now the kombucha is able to go right to the gut, which is where a lot of the receptors are for the immune system. So getting that CBD right down in there and having the kombucha as a gut fixer would be great. Can you guys go ahead and give us some information on as far as where people can find you guys, websites, Facebook, if you guys are on Facebook, all social media?
Sure, yeah. You can check us out on Facebook, Fermented Tea Company, FTC. You can find us at fermentedteacompany.com. We also have our store location, which we mentioned. It's on Ajo and Palo Verde if you're in Tucson. We also function as a coffee house. We have all of our kombuchas on tap. You can find most of our products at Whole Foods, natural grocers, most natural retailers here in the state of Arizona. Like Todd said, we're about to get into hopefully Southern California. And then we're at farmers markets. We're at the Rolito Downs Farmers Market every Sunday here in Tucson. If you want to reach out to us, fermentedteacompany@gmail.com or our phone number, which is listed on our website or our Facebook.
Yeah, we think that we're going to go into production on the hemp CBD kombucha. So we have wholesale pricing. We're looking into going into Southern California. It's hard to get it into stores. Natural grocers and Whole Foods, they don't want to touch it yet. So we're looking into other markets. We're looking into other markets and or retail people that are wanting to sell it at their store if they can or will. And then, of course, they can email me, and we'll probably start drop shipping at first. A case, it comes in 12. It's 8-ounce delivery system. We designed it to drink all the bottle at once. I really like it with food or just before you eat. One in the morning, one in the evening. That would be a total of 60 milligrams. The kombucha the health department gave us 3 months. It lasts a long time. Just don't open it and keep it in the sun. Always keep it refrigerated. I'm emphasizing here that we are the first full-spectrum water-soluble kombucha on the market. So,
great.
So feel free to call me, 520-286-9, again, Todd, 520-286-6889, Fermented, FERMENTED, TEA Company, COMPANY, @gmail.com.
Awesome. Excellent. We just posted your fermentedteacompany.com on our blog as well, so our listeners can just click that and go right there and get all the information you want, find out where to get some. Thank you guys so much for coming on and for sharing your magical story. Life is mystery, and when you find something that works for you and makes you feel good and, helps the planet at the same time, it's a good thing. helps heal your body. So thank you so much for being a part of our show this morning. We look forward to trying more tasty samples. Mm-hmm. That was really delicious what we got to try.
Definitely. Well, thank you for having us on.
Yeah,
yeah,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, guys.
All right.
Right.
Fermented tea company. That was wonderful. And it is very tasty. I was nervous, like I said, to try it because the hippie health food stuff can be kind of not so good tasting. I know there's a lot of eye rollers in the green in the green room. They're like but it's good. It was really, really good. I was like, just give me just a little. I don't want it.
A lot of the times you taste that more. It's more on the vinegary side.
Medicine.
Yeah.
Bittery.
And
but no, it was fantastic actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fermented tea. It's perfect.
Yeah. It was fermented tea. It can be better than that.
Well, Pat, Todd, we really appreciate having you guys on this morning.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Like we said, we'll have to get into the cafe and come and pull up for a nice frosty mug of kombucha over there. I had gone and visited them a couple weeks ago, and it's such a great little space. They're right off on the corner of Ajo and Palo Verde in that little business section. Pinpoint would be there's Chopsticks is on the corner. EG's Corporation is down the street, and they're right in the middle.
Excellent.
You know, two
check them out.
Two amazing
local
little,
kombucha dealers.
Yep, local kombucha, local business. Support your local businesses.
Also, speaking of local business, if you guys out there have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, or chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition, or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis, and a whole host of others.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Call us 520-838-4430 and you can email thctucson@gmail.com. Easiest thing to do is go online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Just quickly, update on the little California fire, California wildfires threatened thousands of cannabis farms. We're getting reports of farms and homes being destroyed all over the valleys. A cluster of California wildfires north of San Francisco so far devoured more than 70,000 acres and killed at least 11 people, according to official reports. And though the infernos have come to be known as wine country fires, they stand to destroy tens of millions of dollars worth of cannabis gardens in the outskirts of the state's famed Emerald Triangle. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most devastating series of fires in recent California history, and Governor Jerry Brown has already declared a state of emergency in affected counties. Numerous growers have been affected by mandatory evacuation orders, and some farms have already been destroyed. These fires have been catastrophic for the cannabis cultivator community in the region. Benjamin Bradley, operations director for the California Cannabis Industry Association, told Weekly Tuesday, "We've had dozens of CCI members alone report loss of both crop and homes." The group was still receiving reports Tuesday evening, estimating that the full extent of the damage would include hundreds to thousands of acres of grow space. I've seen a few images of farmers who have returned to their operations to find nothing but ash and soot, he said. Citing counties surveys, David Downs and San Francisco Chronicle reports there could be anywhere from 3,000 to 9,000 cannabis gardens in Sonoma County alone. County revenue from cannabis are unknown, the paper says, but likely total in the hundreds of millions of dollars annually. At a press conference Tuesday, the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office said at least 20 agencies are pitching in, are still scrambling to contain the fires. A curfew has been imposed in Santa Rosa, and Sonoma authorities are urging residents to stay out of areas that have been evacuated. That was one thing my best friend asked me this morning. She said one of her best friends lost both their homes, and they wanted to go back and look for things, but you can't because it's very dangerous to go. It's still hot, for one thing, and the leftover debris, I mean, you could just trip and fall on something, and then instead of responders being at fires where they're supposed to be. They're taking care of people who are wandering through. You know, you're going to get there. People are, you know, they're just afraid of looters, but they're afraid, you know, and there's a lot of dangerous things out there. That's, you know, there could be chemicals out there. There could still be little fires there. It says fires have also affected residents and businesses in Napa, Mendocino, and Yuba counties. Dozens have been injured, more than 1,500 homes and businesses destroyed. Officials are asking individuals to report missing persons to the appropriate authorities. An emergency hotline is available at area code 707-565-3856. That's an emergency hotline at 707-565-3856. The wildfires are expected to do tens of millions of dollars to cannabis crops. We have a lot of people who have lost their homes and farms in the last 36 hours. Tawny Logan, chair of the Sonoma County Growers Alliance, told the Chronicle, adding that she knows of a $2 million Santa Rosa crop that was reduced to ash on Sunday night. John Torrens, a professor of entrepreneurial practice of Syracuse University, noted that the fires come just as much as the cannabis was nearing harvest. October is the official end to the outdoor growing season. While many harvests may be underway, a considerable number of growers are in the pre and early stages of their harvest. Some grow as large as 40 acres, with average price per pound of cannabis being $1,000. An acre can yield as much as $800,000. To, you know, compared to $644 for corn or $400 for soybeans. A 40-acre grow could see a loss of $32 million in product. Bradley of the California Cannabis Industry Association said community support would be key to the recovery effort. With a long road ahead, we expect a lot of support from the cannabis community to get the farms back on the ground and established. And the article goes on to confirm even more crops that have been destroyed in homes. It's going to be a long road to recovery for many in the area. Alan said the executive board of the California Growers Association has decided to launch a crowdfunding relief fund to help cultivators in the area get back on their feet by next spring. Many have spent their life savings on their grow in advance of legalization, and now, with only a few months before legal sales, they'll be left with no money, no crops, and no eligibility for emergency aid. But thankfully, our president has declared a state of emergency, and the military is being sent in. And I just found out that there are 50 different organizations, firefighting organizations from Oregon alone, that are coming down to help because they still have a 0% containment. So pray, everybody, for the whole state of California. It's very, very sad. Everybody's affected. It's, you know, and seriously, for the cannabis community, that's not just getting high for people, that's medicine. And that's life-saving medicine for people, and it's getting destroyed.
And since just lately, they are all, I mean, the Green Triangle has been allowing, not allowing, but they've been growing outside for a long time. But there was that law that just got passed where everyone was allowed to start growing outside.
And
so there's
not even
more
about that. It's not even about
medicine.
It's not just about outside, though. These are structures that are going down. These are homes. These are buildings, everything. If there's a tree, it's gone. And if there's a structure in the middle of that,
there's 19 fires now. There's
19 fires, 17 reported deaths. There's 150 at least missing people. And, you know, hundreds of people, probably thousands of people wounded. The Santa Rosa hospital had to be evacuated and closed. and my town of Napa is just on fire. So I love you guys, and we're with you. And we're all praying for you guys. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for being here. Thanks to the Fermented Tea Company for coming on and healing themselves and the people around them. Come get some tea, folks. Go get fermented. Go get healed. And just pray hard for everybody, for everybody in the world right now. It's a hard time right now for everybody all over. Texas, Puerto Rico, you name it, stuff's happening, and it's hard. So pray. Do your job. And thanks for tuning in to listen to Weed Stay Wednesday. Smoke some cannabis, eat some cannabis, roll in
hemp.
It, bathe in it, you know, just put it on your body, get it in
get
there.
Get those cannabinoids in your system.
Get them in there, all of them. Get the full spectrum cannabinoids,
all of
them. Get them in there, take a bath in it, you know.
Roll around.
Put your weed in it.
Thank you guys for tuning in. And
we love you.
Tune
and remember,
in to us next Wednesday. Remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and
educate.
Thank you to Anita Amnesia Anita for being here as well. That I still can't say it.
Anita Amnesia.
Amnesia. But you get amnesia trying to say
Thank
that.
Thank you, Bellstar.
Cannabis Kids. And the Fermented Tea Company, you guys rock. Thanks so much. And we'll see y'all next week.